But here's what I did. So that was a clip. Thank you, Big Fatty, for wishing us a speedy recovery. Thank you. We have recovered mostly. And so I do appreciate that. And Zach appreciates it as well. You know, I occasionally, you know, Zach hears podcasts when we're in the truck and traveling. And his view of the Little Fatty Cast is that it is a very weird show. He's just like, that is such a weird show. Because, and it really is, because at the crux of the show, Adam, are Larry Vader and Big Fatty, who are people that are coworkers. Like they've been there, you know, Fatty's retired now, but they were coworkers for decades.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
And Zach appreciates that Big Fatty is a very weird show.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 3722. I say chew. Of the BFO for Wednesday the 11th of May 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Tell you all about my day, and we're gonna get to some voice letters. Big Fatty.
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this friendly day. Good morning, Captain. It's a smiling song we sing, cause we're happy to see you and the good times that you bring.
Everybody sing.
Hey, good morning. Banjoas, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you banjoas. Big Fatty, are we, is it because we're going to Alabama with a banjo on our knee? No, it's just there's a little banjo there in the Good Morning Captain, Captain Kangaroo music for our hump day. And y'all, that, you know, it's just a little something to lighten the load, if you will, be. Man, that just sounds like Granny probably emptied his colon or something. Well, you know, there's a shark for that, be. Hey.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, cause see y'all today, the 11th of May, y'all, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all used to listen to the little show many years ago, used to be over there in the Ark. Now he's up there in Scotland, don't know if he still listens or not. But y'all, he is the person that put together the BFO app. Y'all, it doesn't exist anymore, but y'all, it was quite the thing back in the day. And y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Stephen Scotland. Hey, buddy, we love Stephen Scotland. It's true. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's down there in the Flowrider. I've met him one time, but from a distance. I didn't get to spend a whole lot of time with him. Y'all, I've met him at the Fantasmic over at the Rap World. Y'all, I'm talking about the better half of Daniel Bieber. Y'all, I'm talking about his husband, Zach. Big man, we love Zach. And we love to hear him on the Don't Do Fatty Without Us. Big Fatty, I think it's Don't Do Ratty Without Us. Oh, maybe that's it. And y'all, then our third celebration of exiting the birth canal. I've met him a couple of times down there at the Pride 48. in Nolens. He is the next to be fired co-host of the Stinky Orangutans. Y'all, he has more shark stories than Granny does, believe it or not. But y'all, I am talking about none other than Adam. Yes, Big Fatty. Adam from the Stinky Orangutans is true. Hokey pokey. So y'all, if I see Steven Scotland or Zach in Flow Rider or Adam up there in the Chicago's on the 20th. Or the Metaspace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, Big Fatty, Squeaky Piggy's here today. Oh, well, that's lovely.
Happy birthday!
Yes, it just makes Squeaky Piggy make that noise. Yes, y'all, a couple of things. I forgot to tell you on yesterday's little show, y'all. When I woke up it would have been Monday morning, y'all. I had a message that a person had been spotted on my camera on the front porch of the villa, and y'all, I went to look and see who what the shenanigans was, and y'all, it was some lady, I don't know who she is, but y'all, she was walking by, and she picked up my newspaper and put it on the porch here at the villa. Y'all, it's just, you know, that's one of those random acts of kindness that just, you know, just means the world to you, just something simple. Yes, McFaddy, meant so much to you. You didn't even tell us about it yesterday. Well, it's because, you know, I forget. And y'all, speaking of forgetting, y'all, you know, I told you I went and had got the chicken fingers, and all, but y'all, after my sure and before the chicken fingers, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. I don't know how it slipped my mind, Big. It's because you're losing your mind if you hadn't lost it already. Well, that's probably true. y'all, my 31-year-old, y'all, I get a text tomorrow. Oh, we're ready. I'm having an emergency. I need to come over and enjoy the special chai. I said, come on. So y'all, he came over, and y'all, it was just lovely. Anyway, y'all, it's just lovely. Lovely. anyway, but y'all, after I recoded yesterday, y'all, I did the inner loop nipple walk in the afternoon with the nip, and then young Nicholas stopped by for a little visit, and always lovely to see him. Oh, Y'all, by the way, did you keep your promise to Big Fatty? Did you check on somebody on Two I Say Tuesday? Well, if you didn't, you got another chance today. Do that. anyway, and y'all, if check on yourself also, before you can take care of others, you got to take care of yourself. So check on yourself also. And if you need a little time to just for you, then take it. And so moving on. watch the news and the Jeopardy. Y'all, the Jeopardy's got a new champion now. That woman from Canada, Northern Mexico, her last name was Roach. I don't remember her first name. Big Fatty, was it Cock? No, I don't think so. And then, y'all, now this is how I know. First of all, there was no Atlanta Braves last night. So, this is how I know that I have reached a certain age. Y'all have turned on the Antiques Roadshow. And I enjoyed it. y'all, it was another nice, cool evening. Here in Fat Acres, and slept like a baby, got up on Tuesday morning, and y'all, I decided that we got one more night of cool evenings that I can leave the windows open, so y'all, I decided I was going to wash the sheets. Yes, Big Fatty, and the fact that they've been fouled here lately, well, that's true. So I washed the sheets and washed my towels and everything, and y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And y'all, oh, I know what else. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday, I went out to the street, and there was something in the little milk box. Yes, Big Fatty. Make a wish, wish it be a dream, wish it be a heart, and your wish will come true. Yeah, I guess y'all, it's from Mr. Cackle. He told me, he says, oh, I'm sending you a little prezzy, and y'all, it's in a plain brown wrapper. It's a card, though. Let's just open it up here. Y'all, it's got some sort of bug on the back of it. Big Fatty's probably those crabs that he's been trying to get rid of. Oh, Big Fatty, did I say that out loud? Let's just open it up here, and it's a... I don't know what it is. Oh, look at here. Y'all, he has sent me some cinnamon vanilla herbal tea, the Canelli Vanille from the company called Stash. Big Fatty, and it's signed Mr. Cackle y'all, it looks like his butthole. He put lipstick on his butthole and mashed it into the Big Fatty. Well, it's tight, but anyway, Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for that. I will try that. Maybe if I can remember, I'll try that on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, I'm having the Rubios and Spearmint Lemon today. One moment, please. Yeah, that's pretty good. So, Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for that. It's just, y'all, it's just one of those little things that it's just, you know, it's just kindness. And y'all, got up, did my nipple walk, did the Sudoku, read the paper. Miss Gail King was back, did the big circle, and came back, got my share, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh. I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, just me. Just figured I'd call, check in, see how you are. It's been quite a while since I've done so. Feel free to use this content. I'm more so just calling to say hey. I haven't listened in quite some time. My mother-in-law, who watched the kids most of the days of the week for us, she got sick just before Easter with gallbladder issues, and it had that all figured out and whatnot, and then she got COVID somehow. I guess the same way everyone gets it. And then I got that from her or from someone in her house. And, we've been super careful about everything, but somehow we still get it. Now this is Northeast Straight Daddy, number one straight daddy has it. Pretty sure the kids have it, so that's fun. Couple days ago, our mother-in-law had to go into the hospital for something unrelated, but probably somewhat related, and she passed yesterday. So, there's that. So, what's going on? But, just wanted to say, hey, miss hearing your voice. I just haven't had time to listen, but I will catch up soon. All right. I hope all is well. I hope you're doing well. Everything. Talk to you soon. Love you.
That, of course, is my Northeast Straight Daddy. And, Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. I'm sorry to hear all the bad news, though. But, he sent me a textimonium over the weekend and told me about his mother-in-law passing away, but I did not know that everybody had gotten the COVID. I think this kind of confirms what I was saying yesterday. Check on somebody, and Dan, when you do finally hear this, you're gonna need to be checking in with me a little bit more often, or I'm gonna I don't know what I'm gonna do, but anyway, I hope you're getting better. As I told you over the weekend that I'm sure that the boys will little Logan and little Evan, that they will miss their grandmother, and the whole family will miss her, but At least they got to spend some good times with her, and that's something that they will cherish as much as they can at their ages. But anyway, oh dear gussie, chin up, remember the good times. And, everything that happens is going to make us stronger. We got to take care of ourselves. I mentioned that earlier today. And so y'all get out there and do that. Big Fatty, maybe you should play voice letters a little more timely. Well, yeah, that too. Big Fatty, y'all at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix.
No, you didn't. You only heard Daniel Biba.
And Daniel, Zach's birthday, what do you think he's going to get up and say today?
Zach appreciates it. Big Fatty is a very weird show.
Oh, well, you don't have to wait for your birthday to say that, Zach. That's every damn day.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.